is revealed. So what's the deal? In the gospel, God's made provision to say, Richard, you're right with me. Yay! Right? You're right with me. Yeah, but Lord, no buts, you're right with me. Yeah, but God, I know, I've washed it away. You're right with me. Stand before me and be right. The righteous judgment of God, he cleanses you of all. Therefore, removing the law of sin and death and the penalty of sin and the fruit of sin and the voice of sin. It's crushed, completely abolished through the gospel. The righteous judgment of God makes you free from sin and the effects of sin. You're no longer fallen humanity. You've not fallen and can't get up. He's lifted you up. The gospel's the power of God unto your salvation, if you believe it, because in it righteousness is revealed, and the just shall live by faith. So you've got to, by faith, receive this judgment from God to where he sees you as if you've never sinned. You get it? So then Romans 8 says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. You get it? Come on. There's no condemnation because you're in Christ. You're not living by your own strength and ingenuity and righteousness. You're living by grace. Through Jesus, by the Spirit. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free. Watch this. I don't have to answer to sin. I answer to God. And he says, you're righteous. I see you as my son in the garden. You've never eaten a tree. And the law of sin and death is destroyed.